back, Power Hour Nation. I'm your guest host from Canada, George Foyne. Joining us in the next hour, James Harp, riding shotgun with me for a long, 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 long time through many battlefields of the information war. And we're going to discuss this just amazing piece of policy on the Government of Canada's website, exploring bio-digital convergence, because everybody says what? Build back better. Everybody. There's probably videos you've seen of many world leaders, including Prince Joseph Biden, discussing the same thing. That we're going to build back better. What exactly do they mean by that? And I think this is glaringly obvious here, what they mean by that. Klaus Schwab talked about the fourth industrial revolution, that there's going to be a point in time where artificial intelligence and robotics takes over, and that a vast segment of human society will be cast aside, no longer able to compete, for lack of a better word. And he called them the useless class. And with his German accent, that should send shivers through your spine. If you have any knowledge of what happens to the useless class in various pogroms throughout history in many totalitarian states, it's not a pretty thing. It's not a pretty thing at all. There's a great movie about it that is just, you know, sadistically evil to watch. And it's the history of the Russian secret police called the Cheka, Lenin's start at ethnic cleansing. Cleansing is just basically a movie of nonstop murder. And where people are just taken into some deep, dark dungeon, shot, and their bodies are hauled away like meat. Because that's part of the rape of the mind, the psychological warfare element. And I use the classic lines from the movie Papillon, when Papillon's going into solitary confinement. The rule here is total silence. We make no pretense at rehabilitation here. We're not priests, we're processors. A meat packer processes live animals into edible ones. We process dangerous ones into harmless ones. This will be accomplished by breaking you physically, spiritually, and here, pointing to his head. Strange things happen to the head here. Put all hope out of your mind and wait for the vaccine so you don't drain your strength. And this is exactly what's happening to us. Is we're being processed by these meat packers. And we're being processed into a digital version of ourselves that they can control completely, because whatever machines or mechanisms that are instilled into your body, they'll have power over. And you'll just be stuck in this. We talked it. That at the beginning, the full physical integration of biological and digital entities, co-evolution of biological and digital technologies, conceptual convergence of biological and digital systems. But in not one of those three options, for lack of a better word, did they ever mention a human being. Absolutely amazing that we can be captured and processed so easily. Welcome aboard, James. Good to have you fill in at the last minute. That's a big help with our guest being sick. Hopefully the chap didn't take the vaccine and experience the effects, and it's just something a little more normal in life. We have a big battle on our hands to try to sift through this digital rubble and figure out what's going to happen to us. Welcome to Utopia.
Well, it's always great to be part of the Power Hour team. And you know what? I was trying to get on the air with using my Skype program, which I usually use to converse about different subjects on the Power Hour. That is gone. My computer didn't really warm up. My computer crashed, as well as I had a bad phone connection. So sometimes people just don't want to hear what we have to say, George, and they make, as you know, all the rules are in place to actually sort of silence us. But lo and behold, we find a way to diverge around the pothole in the ground, and we're back on the air. So great news and great help from your producer in getting us back on the air. We lost you for a while too, George.
Yeah, my phone, just as Todd was saying that you lost your Skype, my phone went dead.
Coincidence?
But,
I don't know.
Yeah, well, there are no coincidences in the intelligence game, they say. But I always like Maxwell Smart. Maxwell Smart was one of my favorites. Great comedy, lighthearted. But, you know, he always had a million sayings for stuff. And, you know, just to, you know, lighten it up a bit. And, you know, with whatever danger or evil that was coming his way, and the chief would always say, this is going to happen, that's going to happen. And Max's stoic reply was always, and loving it. Because
well, you know,
you don't
a lot of
the
subjects that we bring up in the air, sooner or later they seem to come true. So some people call us conspiracy theorists, but we have a lot of truth in what we say, and lo and behold, 6 months, a year later, what we talk about on Power Hour, things like that come true. And if people would maybe just cut back or listen to the mainstream media, we get to the real news and what's behind the curtains of deceit of the main media.
Oh, indeed. I remember back in the 90s when the World Economic Forum was starting to come out of the closet. And I knew what it was, but you couldn't find anything about it anywhere in mainstream media, at least in Canada. And then they came to Canada. Nobody exactly knew, you know, who or what they were. Or pardon me, not that. That one was the Bilderberg Group. They came to Canada, and they met in York Region at some place, and nobody had an understanding of them. So between them and Bilderberg, it was, you know, rather obscure. But World Economic Forum was a conspiracy theory, too, and they'd have their meeting in Davos every year. And where I'd find it would be in British newspapers or other European newspapers acknowledge their existence. And you always got to wonder, like, what are all these people doing there, you know? And Switzerland was just notorious as a CIA haven, a place where, you know, the looted assets of the world can be laundered and things like that. It doesn't have the greatest reputation on those things. So I was always dubious about what it is. And then slowly it started to come to life where they actually admit your leaders go there to kiss the ring. And back in the 90s, too, when I was doing radio in Toronto with Gary Bell, you know, I came across something from one of my Greek buddies who is very astute, having worked in the Presidential Guard in Greece with his compulsory military service. And he said that, and it ended up being in the press as well later, but that these clowns, after Davos, went to this Greek monastery. And I'm like, what? What? But it turns out that this monastery, which you have to have special permission from the Greek government to go to, and in our divided world, no women are allowed, they got all the gold. There's just like a phenomenal amount of gold in this place. And it was probably taken up the precipice by donkey or something like that back in the days. And my big speculation was that was the Knights Templar treasure. So these global elitists sit on a wooden bench and have absolutely no creature comforts like they had at Davos. But I guess they just get to drool over that big pile of gold and say, you know, one day this will be mine. And or kiss the secret ring of whatever secret society existed. I found that rather uncanny. So I had his word, and then after a period of time, there was actually a news article about them going there. And, you know, we see that these masters of iniquity, you know, have another life, a secret life, where they travel from place to place, do things to do. And what do? They just conspire against us and to keep the human herd in check. And I go further than that now, because you can't deny various pieces of evidence. You can ignore it, but you can't deny it. And, you know, so I firmly believe, since, you know, when I was supposed to interview Stanton Friedman, that there is another life force here among us, and they control our leaders And I found a great book that was going to be one of my other big rants for a while, but noted author Maximilien de Lafayette. I put a video on my website about him being interviewed on a great radio program I never heard of before, but a top-notch guy who used to do Coast to Coast, I think, as well. And he's written tons of books, you know, well over 200. But his latest efforts are 2022, What Will Happen to Us When the Anunnaki Return to Earth in 2022. And maybe that's part of the secret treaty the head of the Israeli Space Agency was talking about. That was our instrument of surrender. And in his works, he makes it quite plain that our DNA is insufficient. We're contaminated with what he calls Gray's DNA, and that they have to perk it up a little bit, and that we've got 14 years to change our DNA and put it up to standard, and then those enlightened new beings will be extricated from our Earth prison, and the rest that are left behind will burn in the fire as it's destroyed. And I'm going like, well, that's kind of cute, because there's a Bible significance there of, you know, that the sinners are burned in the fire in the end times and such like that. So there may be a little bit of, you know, deeper meaning embedded in here, but that is part of the Great Reset. Is he says in his works, were, you know, for flat earthers or people who don't believe in space or that everything's been faked, he calls it an antimatter bubble surrounds the Earth. So there is no way out. We are in a prison planet, and the only way out is with their help to open whatever stargate or portal they can to extricate what they want. But their big war is on our DNA. And as if that's something we can deny at any point in time anymore, is that it is going to be changed. And it will be mechanized to a more digital format. And the Canadian government is very open about publishing papers on that, that, you know, you can look. But when they describe it, it's kind of like the warm, warm, fuzzy, fuzzy stuff. And I don't look at that as being the case, and that's why I was teasing you earlier about, you know, the old song, working in a coal mine. They don't want comfortable slaves, they just want slaves. And generally, when you're enslaved, they want you to work and produce stuff, not to live a life of leisure and luxury. That's usually the job of the slave master. And that's probably why a lot of these slave masters, like Comrade Trudeau, appear to have faked their injections. That it wasn't real, and it's just an illusion. Like when I watched the video of him taking a needle, it was like, you know, Larry Curly and Moe coming back, and maybe many of you are too young to know the Three Stooges, but it was like slapstick comedy, the way they jab him with this thing. And they didn't do any of the proper medical procedures to do an intramuscular injection, and in fact, it was so negligent, you know, it could pretty much be called an assault on his body. But it wasn't, because it was most likely fake. And, you know, the woman just lunged with one hand and threw it in his arm like a dart. Like, what? I've never seen anybody get a needle like that. When you're in the pub and you're throwing those things at the dartboard, yeah. I've seen that a few times, but never with a, you know, with a needle. Usually it's a two-hander. But the joke's on us.
You mentioned a little bit earlier on about perking up your DNA, and that's one of the ways of bringing in this so-called New World Order, I believe you said. But they're already perking up the DNA through these injections, which manipulates the DNA in your body. You'll probably get away with the first shot, but the second shot is what ignites the whole system into your body. So that's a very interesting question that you brought up, just to perk up the DNA, and they are starting to perk up the DNA for sure now.
Well, that's why I look at what Mr. de Lafayette had to say as being very pertinent to the issue. There was an email on one page that was his, and I sent out to it, didn't hear back. That's not uncommon sometimes, and because it would be nice to interview him on some of these things and such, but you can easily find his books on Amazon. Many of them are in Kindle format, and there's hundreds of them. And on this radio show that he was on, which was done in 2010, I believe, he got told on one of the breaks to shut up, and he did. He was really getting into it, Like, and then he started to get into the fact that Hitler survived and that they signed treaties with the aliens. I've talked about that before, the 1954 Washington merry-go-round where they buzzed the White House. As I learned more of that from a television show that, does related fiction on the material, it was a two-week thing. It didn't just happen once. It just got more intense, more intense, more intense until the final show where there was like a good dozen, 14 of them over the White House, and they would just disappear as soon as a fighter plane tried to go at them. And so when you see a lot of this evidence or hear about it, and you just have to start to piece it together, and when more and more things come into the plate and they fit together, you're pretty much got yourself some answers. Whether they're hard for you to accept or not is immaterial. It's just you got some answers. And so now he says we signed a treaty in 1954. He said after that we signed another treaty with the surviving Hitler to allow him, the aliens, and whatever hidden government, shadow government exists to rule the world, because that power base was on his side. And when we look at the secret societies, where they go, and the fact that there is a shadow government that's very deeply embedded, and no one can even talk about it much, never mind to actually defeat it or overpower it, we have to, just amend our models higher and higher and higher to say how strong it is to be able to do this. And what is it to be able to do it? So in another book I was reading by Joseph Farrell about the escaped Nazis and things like that, which are just, phenomenal books to get into. Jim Mars gets into a lot of great stuff in his book, The Fourth Reich. And when they escape with weapons and submarines to go to far-off places, whatever they may be, Argentina might be on the light side, but Antarctica or something subterranean to that, it's very, very interesting what they took. So one of the big stories is they sent nuclear technology on U-234, the German submarine, to bring to New England for the Americans to finish off the atomic bomb project. Okay, you'd figure that would be the hot item. But seemingly, the hot item was the Nazi bell, to take that in another submarine to Argentina and work on it there. And that's a time distortion weapon. Or can be. So that's just phenomenal, because that would be the most powerful weapon in the world, and the U.S. Navy's working on things like that at this time, openly and declassified things, probably trying to copy the old German one, but I think they've gone way further than that. So that's the war, the battlefield, and we have no concept of what this extra-dimensional stuff is. But if we take the injection and we're turned into cyborgs, we can participate probably more in the quantum physics computers that exist today as all the buttons are pushed and leveled, but not in the same old way as you were teasing me about, will girls still be the same kind of thing? Well, if you're a cyborg, it really isn't going to matter. My computer screen really doesn't care about the printer that's beside it.
Well, it's very interesting. You did send me the link on the Canadian government website, Policy Horizons Canada. They talk a little bit about biodigital convergence. And this is what they say on their own government website. Change human beings, our bodies, minds, and behaviors. Change or create other organisms. Alter ecosystems. Sense, store, process, and transmit information. Manage biological innovation. Structure and manage production and supply chains. So they're trying to tell you, you are going to become a robot because you're going to be programmed with all these things embedded in your body. And they say straight up they're going to change human beings. They're going to change their body, their minds, and their behavior. And one of the things they said you should be relying on is possible characteristics of the biodigital system is to rely on data. Whatever data is given to you, you're supposed to rely on. Well, what keeps them from manipulating the data? Nothing. We all know how data and the mainstream media manipulate certain stories. Well, according to this government website, you're going to be reliant on data, geographic diffusion, decentralization. That's the part. So all of the players are in place to make the big chess move, but the move has not been made yet. But the chess master is just waiting to make that crucial move.
Indeed, indeed. And knowledge is our power to understand, and that's why Power Hour is so important, because we're not afraid to give it to you. As I look at one paragraph in this, too, you know, robots with biological brains and biological bodies with digital brains already exist, as do human-computer-brain-machine interfaces. So, you know, listen to that very carefully. They already exist. Human-computer and brain-machine interfaces. The medical use of digital devices in humans, as well as digitally manipulated insects such as drone dragonflies and surveillance locusts. Examples of digital technology being combined with biological entities. So when we read in the Bible sometimes about, you know, the swarm of locusts, what if they're even talking about like some kind of super bizarre digitized computer locust that's attacking you, as opposed to just devouring everything in its path to eat as a living creature locust? Very, very different. And then when I read, you know, I'm not quick, or I'm quick to go to the punch on some of these things about this computer brain interface, but it just boggles me that time when Hillary Clinton shorted out in the last election she ran in, where, you know, her head started jigging back and forth like she's having a seizure. And, you know, you do like a joke if you could do the audio for it, you know, buzz, click, this is not compute, this does not compute. And her head's going back and forth and her eyes are, you know, going back and forth in her head and all that kind of stuff. She looked like an android having a short out. Mm-hmm. And then you say they've already got the human computer brain machine interfaces already. And it just... The trouble with Biden's is he still can't form a good sentence half the time, but maybe there's two of them. There's the doddering real Biden, who is in final stages of dementia, and then there's the android Biden, who's suave, sophisticated, and doesn't fall downstairs too easily.
Well, it's really amazing how the government of Canada releases this under the policy Horizons Canada. Why they chose this time to release this information, because the way things are going on in the world, George, nobody wants to hear about gene editing and digital convergence. Nobody wants to hear about that. They want to see some light at the end of the tunnel with this so-called vaccine, or if you don't take the vaccine, some kind of wipeout of this coronavirus. And now it seems that they polish up their boots and they release this information on Policy Horizons Canada government website. And they talk about the evolution of gene editing abilities. Like, people really didn't want to hear that, so there's a strategic time why they release the information to the public.
The clay is a miraculous. Well, I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone, or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com. Or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Spring is here, and so are your allergies. That's why we have quercetin at a 15% discount, available at thepowermall.com. Quercetin, it's a potent antioxidant to support immunity and normal allergen response. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. 817-9829. Buy from the good guys. Buy from thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. 15% off quercetin this month only at thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Welcome back, Power Hour Nation. I'm your guest host from Canada, George Froing. Joining us in the last segment, James Harp, my faithful guide and companion. You know, it's just hard to believe how many years have gone by. First met him at a 9/11 meetup group with who was coming that time? Henry Macau. And he was speaking in Toronto, and I ended up sandwiched between him and my other newfound colleague in media, Timothy Spearman, and was going like, you know, talk about fate, you know, that the three musketeers sit at the same place at the same time and take on the forces of darkness. What a great blessing that was. And what a great blessing it is, when I don't have a guest, I listen to the commercials, you know, because I'm still online here. And, you know, to hear Joyce Riley's voice, it's just like a time machine. You know, it's just like it's 10 years ago, and, you know, I'm waiting for her to lead the troops together and introduce me or something like that to come on the air. And, you know, to hear that beautiful voice and the power in it and all the marvelous things we did fighting the forces of darkness in times gone by. And, you know, how beneficial it would be for us to have her still here with us leading the charge. But that's our job now. And all of us, we all have to come up, step up to the plate and carry that torch for freedom to its final resting place on top of the enemy's hill. And it can be done. It will be done. And it's funny to, you know, because once you start to realize you're being played, it's just like somebody giving you some kind of like cartoon punch, you know. You can just move out of the way, let it go by, and then let them have a good one. Boom! Lay them out flat. You know, you want to try that again? I'm ready for you this time. And then somebody else was doing the commercial for what I was supposed to do for Power Hour Mall with 15% off this quercetin for the month of May. I'm trying that too, and, you know, as I was reading it, you know, not from Power Hour, but just looking at comments people posted on a page where they talked about, you know, what it does for your body and all that kind of stuff. One thing that really impressed me was people saying that it has an antihistamine effect as well, and I get springtime allergies, and I hate taking the poison capsules from whatever pharmaceutical companies come along. Because, you know they have an effect. You can feel them. One of the big things they can do is raise your blood pressure and such like that, which this is good for helping to maintain healthy blood pressure and blood sugars and things like that, as I read in the comment sections. But, you know, so I'm going to start bucking up with this for the onslaught of the pollen and see how it goes. And, you know, so far it isn't too bad at all. You know, I just have a, you know, the odd little gap sometimes where your nose feels like it's getting the better of you, and then it goes away and it doesn't come back. So, you know, power to this product because it's natural. And then the other one is the eye vitamins. You know, I don't have the empty bottle beside me from the last one to tell you the name exactly, but it's on Power Hour Mall website. You know, they're just amazing. And then I found another one by God's grace at a drugstore that's like for blue screen and stuff like that to help your eyes. I think it was mostly Marigold in that one. And with these two products, you know, my eyesight's improved about 5%. And, you know, it's like night and day difference. The Power Hour vitamins right off the top. Within a couple of days, I started to get my night vision back. And going like, oh, wow. I didn't even notice. You know, you're just driving. Hey, it's just like the old days, you know. And then I realized, oh, I got better. Things are improving. And that's the power of Power Hour. That's the power of Power Mall. And don't let that power get away. You don't have to suffer. You can heal your body. It's naturally healing without microcircuits being injected into it. God gave us everything in His Eden. It's just we don't know what it is, and sometimes we can't find it, even if we do. And at Power Mall, you can find it, and you can do it, and you'll be well off better for it. So, you know, I'm just ecstatic for that. And, you know, God bless Power Hour and the supplies that they provide for us. It's something to very, 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 very seriously think about. And, you know, I wish I started on stuff like this 10 years ago. But you see, you go to the doctor, right? They'll never tell you about this. But, and then they go after Dr. Marcola because he's telling you about vitamin D and zinc and vitamin C, and vitamin C is very important in fighting the plague as well. You know, they go after them for telling you the truth. And here's this truth available for you to have. And if I'd been treated with some of these things a long time ago, then I probably wouldn't have gotten as bad as they had got to. And for many people, maybe that's an end-of-life issue that it got that bad. And you'll never know, and you'll never find out. So think carefully who you trust and what you take into your body. And the Pharmacia ones sound rather bad. Okay, James, we left off. You were just getting wound up there. Can we
wind you back up again? I'd like to interject a minute there, George. I found a very interesting piece of information about in California about 2019. In June 2019, California passed the first law in the United States targeting biohacking, the practice of do-it-yourself gene editing. Starting January 2020, it will be illegal to sell gene therapy kits without warnings they are not safe to self-administer. So apparently, you can order these kits. I guess these kits take the place of doing steroids. It can alter the genes in your body to build up such things as muscles and other parts of your body. So apparently, this is against the law, but what I'm getting, they did sell these gene therapy kits to people, and you could administer it to yourself, and matter of fact, maybe mess up the genes in your body and your DNA just to create maybe the same experiment as using steroids, or the same result. So I did not know that gene therapy kits were available for sale, and it's, I'll tell you, now it's banned in California. So I guess you can still get these gene editing kits mailed to you.
It wouldn't surprise me in the slightest. And that's kind of like having your own nuclear power plant in your backyard, you know. Like, that's all well and good, but the monster can get out of control. I'm not a believer in the gene editing thing. That's going too far to play God, as far as I'm concerned. And one article I came across that I brought up before on that is, there was this Chinese scientist, and they threw him in jail for it, but he was doing the same thing, doing, you know, making babies and gene editing and stuff. And he brought three into the world, and one they wouldn't talk about because maybe it's a mutant, who knows. But in some of the animal experiments he was doing, is he was working on rabbits, and he's working on something completely unrelated to the effect that was obvious. Is they came with really long tongues, so long that they couldn't close their mouth. And so it looked like they had that Bell's palsy because the tongue's hanging out and such. You're just going like, whoa, okay. So there are things that you're playing with that you just can't even begin to understand, and that, you know, you touch one thing and you have no idea it's related to something else until it's too late. And maybe that's the whole basis of the Dr. Frankenstein story, is there's things we shouldn't be playing with, and that's pretty much one of them. And but with them to merge different kinds of species, bring in robotics, is just, you know, absolutely horrible. They say here in one part of this article, gene sequencing combined with artificial intelligence leads to understanding genetic expression, which is then used after existing organisms to create organic compounds in new ways, or even entirely synthetic organisms, and then this CRISPR approach and other gene editing techniques would have been impossible without the evolution of digital technology and bioinformatics. Advances in digital technologies have helped the advancement of biodigital. So where does it go? Where does it stop? And then, of course, the biggest part is computer systems that are designed based on biological brains, so that, you know, basically we're supplanting your brain. Remember Klaus Schwab saying in his Build Back Better crapola, you'll own nothing and you'll be happy about it? Well, if I'm on my keyboard programming your mind, I can do that. I can make you go down on all fours and bark like a dog, too. In their article, they talk about like some utopia that, you know, you wake up in the morning and you can simulate in your mind fresh air coming from like the Mediterranean Sea, and you can be happy with the smells and the sights and the sounds that are completely artificial wherever you are. And then your body can become active and your pancreas can be told by some computer chip in it to regulate your insulin, and it's just a joy, 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 happy, happy utopia, until the system's hacked and somebody who doesn't like you too much tells your pancreas to do something untoward, so you go into a coma and die. But you had a nice smell of the Mediterranean Sea before you croaked. This is, you know, giving complete power over your body to not just other people, but artificial entities. And then they get into neural nets, computer systems that are designed based on biological brains. So we get into this net thing, and it's like the Borg, that you have this giant hive mind controlled. And the way they act, the way they're pressuring us into this, reminds me of that concept of the Borg. And I've said it, you know, years ago, that, you know, their big line was, you will be assimilated. And when we're talking about the needle and things around it, that's their answer, is you will be assimilated. You have to take this. It doesn't matter how many people die from neglect. It doesn't matter how many people can't be cured because we have cures or treatments for whatever plague we're facing. It doesn't matter. The only thing that matters is you get the jab and you get assimilated to enter the hive mind. And the casualties mean nothing. So that tells me very clearly we're at war, and these people are being murdered as in a war, especially in New York when they had the epicenter, northern Italy, that you had just, you know, more and more people dying in such a colossal screw-up by the medical profession, by not using tenured medicines to treat people, letting them die and expire and giving them just barbaric treatments with this intubation, and letting them pretty much drown in their own fluids is just beyond belief. If that isn't a crime against humanity, I don't know what is. And the fact that we gobbled it up and ate it, that you're almost lined up to, oh, I had a sneeze for undetermined reason. I go to the hospital, they put a bag over my head, throw me in an intensive care unit and intubate me, and there's nothing wrong with me. You know, I just sneezed. And You were dumb enough to get sucked into the paradigm, because that lady, the Polish nurse, Power Hour interviewed her, I forget her name off the top of my head, but she was a nurse in Baghdad, as I recall, with the U.S. military, but she went in there and she photographed everything. And 50% of the people that she saw or could see did not have it, and they were being treated as if they did and basically being murdered for this. It's absolutely scandalous.
As you know, George, one of the worst hit places of this coronavirus is India. 21,640,000 cases, but recovered 17,719,000. But there are $235,000 deaths in India right now. And it just boggles my mind how the country that produces the serum to inoculate a lot of these people, they're in dire straits of all this medical equipment, ventilators and everything, and the death rate is 235,000, but the overall coronavirus cases over 21 million. But the one thing that really intrigues me, George, is I looked up how many billionaires are in India. As of today, there are 102 billionaires living in India. And I'm thinking, how come these people can't disperse some of their funds to help these people in India, as in buying new ventilators and boosting up the inoculations? It just boggles my mind. How many billionaires? First of all, I was shocked to see there's 102 billionaires in India. And the next question was, why aren't they helping the people out of 21 million corona cases and 235,000 deaths? Why aren't they stepping up to the plate to actually put, now that they're short on oxygen for the patients, they're short on ventilators, there's going to be more deaths piling up, and there's no real immediate help. They're crying out to other countries to come over and help them, but what's the matter with the 102 billionaires that are in India? It just boggles my mind.
Well, it's always like that. But the big thing about India is this is a propaganda war, and most of what we're hearing is a lie. So you have to trust the liar to tell you the truth about how many cases there are and what's happening. I have a video sent to me about somebody going into a hospital. It was short. Like, they were all like, you know, 60, 70, 80 seconds. And the hospital's empty. There's nobody in the place. There was just one patient in the male surgery clinic. Nobody to receive you, anything like that. So it was like we had here as well. They would say there's this giant, giant thing. I went to all the hospitals in downtown Toronto to look around. You know, there wasn't one ambulance parked there. The corridors were empty. It was just like a ghost town. And so they're lying. I have a graph. I'll send it to you. It was in a big report about what happened in India, but it's from Johns Hopkins. And I talked about it in the first hour, where it shows a rise in cases, and where they were getting up to about almost 100,000 in late September of last year. And then they started using ivermectin. And they slide down the slope on the other side, and they're down to probably around 20,000. And then in March, they start injecting people. And then the cases went up to close to 400,000. So we are brainwashed to believe that this injection is going to do something for you. It's not. It's a murder weapon. It's not a vaccine. It's a spike protein. And the concept behind it is it has your body make disease, hoping that your immune system will be activated. The concept of the vaccine is we put a neutered virus or other pathogen in your body, and it will tweak your immune system to produce antibodies. What this one is, they're actually making the stuff inside. You become a biowarfare machine to replicate the virus. The big problem was there's no off switch. So when you're exposed to the virus, you're going to start making it, and the other macrophage in your body doesn't turn it off, doesn't clean up. So that means you're just like a nuclear reactor going on overload. There's nothing to stop it anymore. And then your body will attack itself and kill you. This is why this is a bioweapon, a binary bioweapon, where and then the next shot activates it to its full potential. And this is why we're seeing the spike. So in Seychelles, where they vaccinated most people, a third of the new cases are people who have the shot. Uruguay and Chile are at the top list, too, for being vaccinated or injected, and they're seeing the same thing. The new cases are people who have got it because you've turned yourself into a generator of disease. This is what this is for. This is the ultimate trick, and you're convinced about this. So a lot of what's happening in India is a lie and a twisted manipulation of facts to create more fear, because this is how the whole operation is run on fear. And it hasn't been working in some of the countries that were getting the fear assault like the United States, doesn't work on us anymore. Doesn't work on many of the European countries. Isn't working in Canada anymore, because you can see it with your own eyes. So we do it in India. And you can't see it, you can't hear it, you can't taste it, you don't understand the language. Even if people were saying it was a fraud, you wouldn't understand Urdu to understand what the hell they're talking about. So you can pawn that off. And the media, the master manipulators of that. But when you look at this graph and you see how it's risen, you know, four times greater the number of cases after injection, tells us that this is what we're going to see in the next, like Dr. Tenpenny says, 6 months, 9 months, that we're going to see a hellstorm coming out. And the people who succumb to this will be given their lives for freedom in a way, because that might turn the tide that no matter what the media says, no matter what the government says, you just have to look at the bodies in the street around your home, and those were all the vaccinated. And then idiots like myself and other people who refuse to take the poison pill openly walk around, look at the corpses and go and hope we can bury them before they start stinking too much. And then there's no way you can keep it a secret anymore. And those remaining vaxxed will realize they've been had, and they will turn on the people that did this to them. And there's no power on earth that we can muster to stop them. And you'll see something akin to like Mussolini being dragged out, beaten, stabbed, shot, hung, and desecrated in the street with his mistress. Maybe that's why Mrs. Gates wanted to get off the reservation, so she wouldn't be the mistress to the new Duce. But there'll be no power on earth to stop that if that pans out. People will know the truth. The truth has to survive. It's like something underwater that floats. It's going to float. You can hold it down, but as soon as you let it go, even for a second, it starts to rise up, and there's nothing you could do. It. The truth will be refined from the lies and will become obvious. It's just how much damage do we have to take from the elixir of spin and lies. And that's the substance of that book I was talking about, The Rape of the Mind by Dr. Yost Merlu, the expert in brainwashing from the Korean War era and how they practice what's called menticide. The big three factors for that are 1, isolation, 2, repetitive messages, and 3, a shutdown of alternative information. That's exactly what's accomplished in the lockdowns. You're isolated. The TV, the radio, the newspaper give you repetitive information that everybody repeats, the parrot syndrome. And then some crazy doctor says something on YouTube, it's pulled right away. You know, speaking of that stuff, one of my buddies is a car racer. Like, he's in the garage all the time, building cars, taking them apart, building cars, taking them apart, racing cars, this, that. Like, you know, it's just, you know. And he works for a car plant as well, so he makes cars, nice new ones, too. And he got banned from Facebook. And he goes on, he says, hey, I got banned. I'm like, well, what did you do? I said, now you're one of us. That's a rite of passage, man. You got 30-day ban. He said, I was selling car parts. I said, well, how do you get banned for selling car parts? He said, I said, tranny. And they banned me.
Oh, jeez.
So what car in the modern era doesn't have a tranny? Trannies were around long before trannies. And he got banned.
Speaking of
that, just shows you. Yeah. So I was selling a car. I said, I was selling the motor in the tranny. So I appealed it and I lost. So he says, now I'm appealing it to a higher computer. And this is the state of the world. Totally, totally mad. Because they programmed the algorithm to go after that word and hunt them down like dogs. Some chap put our good Dr. Mercola's video from InfoWars on YouTube. I go, oh, cool. It's easier for me to copy. I'll make a copy of it to have something on my hard drive. You know, it had 3 views. It was already gone before I opened the page. That they hunted it down that fast. So it was on banned .video when I put it on my website, because you can embed those videos there, where he gets into great explanations on how they're going after them, what this really is, what it does to your body. There is no answer in the vaccine. The vaccine is the trap. And it's fear to drive you into the slaughter machine. It's the classic ambush. And I use the warfare analogies maybe too often, but you're in the jungle, you want to kill the enemy. You set off a few flashbangs, you fire a few rounds, you want them to run into the kill zone. where you have the mortars, the artillery, and the heavy machine guns set up. And then you just wipe them all out. And then it's lunchtime. And if you have trained troops, they know what an ambush is. And they know not to run into the kill zone. But we're talking about, you know, massed hordes of people who have virtually no realistic knowledge of combat at all, propaganda techniques or anything else. And they stampede into the kill zone. So the Canadian Army always had a good saying for things that are like that. Sucks to be you. Because, you know, you chose it, you picked it, you did it. Now you're finished. You know, that's just the terrible state of affairs. But people don't want to know any truths. They love that elixir of lies, as I was telling you that Gustave Le Bon talked about in his book. I guess the movie Network did it too. You can't handle the truth. And it's quite true. You can't handle the truth because you're raised on lies. It's the ultimate syrup sugar. So the masses have never thirsted after truth. They turn aside from evidence that is not to their taste, preferring to deify error. If error seduced them, whoever can supply them with illusions is easily their master. Whoever attempts to destroy their illusions is always the victim. So we go back over and over and over again, deifying error to say that somehow this injection is going to solve the problem. No, it's not. The problem was created. You know, problem, reaction, solution, the Hegelian dialectic. The problem was created to get you to go into the kill zone, the inoculation center, and get these treatments to prepare you to be a robot. And that's not a place we want to go. Actually, this segment went by really fast, and we have to find a place to go now. And it's off the air, unfortunately. We are really cooking, to say the least.
And beware of the noise of gene-hacked mosquitoes to be released in Florida.
You got to kill them somehow. That's another
millions, millions we're talking. So we'll see what the outcome of that's going to be. Genetically gene-hacked mosquitoes being loose in Florida. Right.
Well, as the old commercial used to say, it's a raise. Anyway, we're done. And we'll be back at it next Thursday, hopefully with our guest recovered from whatever ailments he had. We thank you, James Harp. We thank you, Power Hour Nation. We thank you, world. We thank you, God. I can say that word out loud because I'm not the president. And if I was, I'd be a godly president because with his power, we win every time. No doubt. God bless you all.
Heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.